Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show. It is a Friday, so each and every Monday and Friday, we do a little onside, offside. Let's get that rocking and rolling, jamming on out in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb.
All righty, Stewie, what do we got cooking?
All right, Zach. So the Texans and Bills kicked off week 12 last night, and it was Houston that came away with the victory by a score of 23-19. Josh Allen followed up his 6-touchdown performance against the Bucs last weekend with 0 passing touchdowns, 0 rushing touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and was sacked 8 times. Onsides, offsides, this Bills team will either miss the playoffs entirely or lose in the wild card round.
A few years ago, if you recall, they got smacked by the Bengals. I think that was in the, was that in the divisional round? Yeah, I think that was in the divisional round. So they didn't go out on wild card weekend. So that's just something that stood out to me. Yeah, they beat Miami that wild card weekend. I think that was the game where Mike McDaniel may or may not had a pen on the sideline, if you know what I'm saying. That actually happened. This is not trending to be in a good spot, but here's the thing. If they're a wild card team, you could maybe play either the Broncos, the Patriots, the Colts, or the Steelers. Like those could be, or the Ravens. Like those could be one of the opponents you may play. I think the Bills will make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I don't even know if they're going to do an AFC Championship game. But with Josh Allen as your quarterback, you can't have one Superman performance where you win one playoff game in the wild card round with the division champions may not be the strongest of the bunch. So this Bills team will either miss the playoffs or will lose in the wild card round. I'm going to say they will make the playoffs, and I say they get to the divisional round. So I'm going to go offsides on that one.
Offsides.
All right, with Dylan Gabriel's concussion, we get Shedeur Sanders starting Sunday against the Raiders. Oh. His first career NFL start. He is going against a Raiders defense that has given up 30 points on 5 different occasions this season so far, and they've given up 40 points or more twice. Onside, offside, Shedeur will have at least 2 touchdowns on Sunday against the Raiders.
Do the Shedeur Sanders, huh?
Woo! Love Rick Ross sound effects, by the way. Shedeur Sanders will have at least 2 touchdowns on Sunday against the Raiders. Justina Anderson's on line one. Justina, what do you say? Lost her. I don't know where she went. She's a Shedeur Sanders super fan. I told you earlier in the week, I like the Cleveland Browns plus the 4 points. Now, doesn't mean Shador's going to have, you know what? Yeah, he'll have 2 touchdowns. If I like him plus the 4 points, I'm going to say it's going to be sloppy, but we'll see 2 touchdowns by Shedeur Sanders. I hope on Monday, Shedeur lights it up And then Monday, it's like spent just all. Monday could be a crazy day of radio, folks. You will either have Shador Sanders playing like a bum, and everyone's going to say, see, he's a bust. Or he's going to light it up, and then that's where you really have fights. Because the people that think he's a bum will still be stubborn. And then the people that have been told he's been a bum for the last year are then going to be freaking out and thinking he's like the next coming of Tom Brady. I was going to say a biblical figure there, but I said, you know, avoid it around that one. So Shador Sanders will have at least 2 touchdowns on Sunday against the Raiders. Yeah, it's the Raiders, dude. You know how this works. Is it going to be like 40-10? On sides.
Very possible. The Bears, under first-year head coach Ben Johnson, are one of the hottest teams in the league. After losing their first 2 games of the season, Chicago has won 7 out of 8, including 3 straight, to propel themselves to first in the NFC North with a record of 7-3. Caleb Williams has 13 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions. The Bears as a team are averaging the 2nd most rushing yards per game and the 4th most total yards per game in the NFL this season. Onsides, offsides, the Bears will win a playoff game this season.
So the 3 crazy games against 3 bad teams right now, and the Bengals, the Giants, and Vikings, where they weren't dominant in any of the 3, but they've won those 3. So give them credit for winning games that they would not have won last year. Now they play the Steelers, they're at the Eagles, at the Packers, they play the Browns, they play the Packers, the 49ers, and the Lions. Are they even going to make the playoffs? That's a question. Like, they're 7-3, you got to make the playoffs. You're expected to now. But I still question if they're even going to make the playoffs. So you're saying to me, will they make the playoffs and win a playoff game? I can't sit here and tell you that I think they're going to win a playoff game this year, so I'm going offsides.
All right, speaking of the Bears, they take on the Steelers on Sunday. Both teams, to the surprise of many, are currently leading their divisions, but both, at the moment, are not favored to win their divisions. The Steelers are at plus 265 to win the AFC North on DraftKings, while Baltimore remains the favorite at minus 310.
And Rodgers has this wrist injury.
He does.
His left wrist.
And the Bears, as we just talked about, they are 3rd in the odds to win the NFC North at plus 390, behind the Packers and Lions, both whom are at plus 130 to win the NFC North. Onsides, offsides, the Steelers are the most likely division leader right now to ultimately not win their division at season's end.
So if I just look at it, right now the Patriots are leading their division. If the Pats win this weekend, they'll be 10-2. Buffalo just lost last night. They're 7-4. Patriots already beat the Bills once. I'm feeling good about the Patriots winning the AFC East. AFC South, Colts are 8-2. Jaguars are 6-4. Texans 6-5. I still think the Colts win their division. The Broncos are 9-2. Is it plausible that the Chargers catch them? I guess they're 7-4. Chiefs are 5-5. Chiefs won't be winning this division. I would still say it's the Broncos. The Eagles are 8-2. I don't even need to tell you anybody else in that division. The Buccaneers are 6-4. The Panthers are getting interesting. The Panthers do play the 49ers. And then the Rams. Let's see where we're talking about the Panthers in 2 weeks. I would still lean Tampa Bay. And the Rams are 8-2. They just beat the Seahawks. I know the San Francisco 49ers 7-4. So, like, could those 2 teams catch the Rams? Yeah, it's definitely possible. For me, this question is between the Steelers and it is between the Bears. And if I tell you that the Ravens could win that division, you could see it, right?
Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
But if I tell you the Steelers are going to win that division, you could still see the Steelers win that division.
Yes.
If I tell you the Bears are going to win the division, does that just sound right to you?
Feels a little early for the Bears to win that division.
Even though they're 7-3 and the Packers don't like look great and they're 6-3-1 and the Lions are struggling and they're 6-4. Yeah. That's the one that goes doesn't sound right. So the Steelers are the most likely division leader right now to ultimately not win their division at season's end. I'm going to go offsides, and I think the most likely one to not win the division is going to be the Bears.
Offside!
While there are some great games this weekend in the NFL, we also have some contenders going up against some subpar teams as well. Your Patriots visit the 3-7 Bengals, who are without Ja'Marr Chase.
That spitter!
But could have a returning Joe Burrow. I guess we will see. The Seahawks, after their loss to the Rams, go to Nashville to take on the 1-9 Titans, who have yet to win a home game this season. And the Ravens, winners of 4 straight, host the 2-8 Jets. Onsides, offsides between the Patriots, Seahawks, and Ravens. One of them will lose this week.
I got to think the Ravens beat the lousy Jets, even they're going to Tyrod Taylor. I would love to see the Jets actually win this weekend, because then we could just shut Pat Boyle up for the rest of the season about that love, that bizarre love that he has for Justin Fields. The Seahawks, they go and play the Tennessee Titans. So they're playing a JV team. I like Seattle. I'm a little concerned about my Pats this weekend. I know there's no Ja'Marr Chase. I know it's old man Joe Flacco, probably. I'm going to assume that Burrow doesn't play. But, like, New England's offense is solid. Bengals' defense stinks. I'm going to say that between the Patriots, Seahawks, and Ravens, one of them will lose this week. I'm going to go offsides. I think we're going to see the Pats, Seahawks, and Ravens continue to jam on out.
Offside.
I don't love that answer. It's a good question.
Prior to trading away Micah Parsons, the Cowboys dealt for George Pickens earlier this offseason. Pickens currently leads the Cowboys in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns with 58, 908, and 7, respectively. Well, Pickens is on the final year of his deal and told reporters this week that he'd love to be back, but isn't sure if he would sign the franchise tag if Dallas applied it to him.
You don't really have much of a choice. What are you going to do, hold out?
Come on. Onside's offsides, you believe the Cowboys will give George Pickens a long-term extension after this season.
Now, it wasn't the best look for him and CeeDee Lamb to be going out and, I guess, enjoying themselves too many times, but you were playing the lousy Raiders, so you could kind of get away with it. And it's kind of a rite of passage for a Cowboys wide receiver, if you follow the history with some of those wide receivers, to enjoy yourself, like Dez Bryant and Michael Irvin. With that being said, though, I think Pickens has been really good this year. And Pickens has impressed me, even with those games where it really impressed me when CeeDee Lamb was out. I know you could be a little skeptical because he wasn't that great in Pittsburgh and he was a pain in the ass. But I do think like the Cowboys like some of that drama. So, yeah, I do believe the Cowboys will give George Pickens a long-term extension after this season. I will go on sides there.
All right. One of the best matchups of the week in college football is a Big Ten battle between USC and Oregon, which goes back many years to when the two programs dominated the Pac-12. Oregon is 9-1 on the year, and since beating Penn State and losing to Indiana, really haven't played anyone. Meanwhile, USC is 8-2 with losses to Illinois and Notre Dame. Onside's offsides, Saturday's USC-Oregon matchup is winner is in the playoffs and loser goes home.
So here's the thing. If USC wins, and then let's say they beat UCLA the following week, they're 10-2. This would be their wins this year. Missouri State, Georgia Southern, Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan, Nebraska, Northwestern, Iowa, Oregon, UCLA if they went out. There's going to probably be a traffic pileup of 10-2 teams. I don't know if necessarily even if a win gets them in. Like, they probably should go, but I don't know if they will go. Now, if Oregon loses this game, it's like the Ducks probably get held out of the playoffs because they'd have the same record, and it's that USC, you're going to really leave Oregon, you know, you're going to leave USC out when USC just beat Oregon. If it was early in the season, like a Miami-Notre Dame thing, maybe it's a little bit different. So USC-Oregon's matchup is winners in the playoff, loser goes home. The loser goes home. I don't know if the winner is in the playoff. Like, if Oregon wins, they're in the playoff just as long as Oregon beats Washington the following week. But if USC wins, I still don't know if they're in the playoff. So I'm going to go, I guess, off a technicality there. Offsides?
Offsides.
Yeah, doesn't sound right, but I don't know if winning, you'd rather obviously hot take of the day. You'd rather win than lose. Duh. I just don't know if USC winning solidifies them in the playoff. And then Oregon, if you lose to them Washington the following week, you could still get out. The loser's definitely, the loser isn't definitely done. If USC loses, they're definitely done. If Oregon loses, I think they're done. But we'll see what hula hoops people jump into to try to get through, get Oregon in the playoff. So I do tend to believe the loser is out.
All right, after Ash Chigenti finished as the runner-up in the Heisman Trophy race last season, it remains to be seen if we'll see a running back get to New York this season. If anyone does, however, it will likely be Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, who is currently fourth in the nation in rushing yards with 1,135 and fourth in rushing touchdowns with 14. Onside's offsides, Jeremiah Love will finish in the top three of the Heisman Trophy race.
Okay, if Alabama doesn't win the SEC championship, then I think he probably will. if Alabama, like, because Ty Simpson, the stock has fallen after last week. But if they go on to win the SEC championship, then I think he gets back into the picture. But right now, it feels like it's Fernando Mendoza, it's Julian Sayin, and then there's that other spot that's open. And I wonder if some people, I think more of the votes will go to Sayin, but I wonder if some people say, they'd rather go Jeremiah Smith over Sayin. But right now, it does feel like it's Mendoza's award to lose. But if Sayin then beats Mendoza in the Big Ten championship, that could swing the pendulum in a big way. The third spot, I think, is a fascinating one. The Rodriguez linebacker from Texas Tech could get some play. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be a top three in the award. But the thing with Jeremiah Love, I'm going to say onside to this, his numbers have been really damn good. But the thing is, those first two games of the season, it was idiotic how they barely used him up against Miami.
Stupid.
It still annoys me. And then you lose to A&M. So it's like, what's your moment this year? I mean, our guy's like 80-yard touchdown each and every week. So I think it's a down year for the Heisman Trophy. A lot could happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks, so that's why I give a disclaimer to my fellow Heisman Trophy voters. Don't be the moron that sends in your ballot before conference championship weekend. If you are that person, shame on you. Give up your vote and don't be a clown. Don't be a horse's ass. I'm Zach Gelb. I approve this message. But right now I'll say that, yeah, Jeremiah Love will finish in top three of the Heisman Trophy this season. I will reluctantly go on sides.
All right. Speaking of the Heisman Trophy and the ceremony, we've been accustomed to the top three finishers attending the ceremony each year. Well, former Florida and Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer.
The great Urban
guy,
Meyer.
Yes,
my guy.
He has a different idea of what they should do, and he shared that while on the Triple Option podcast.
If I was in charge of the Heisman, I'd invite 10 people every year.
It's a lot of money, coach.
Hey, go get a sponsor. I'd send all 10, man. It's too good of a show. I've been there probably 70 times.
It's a tremendous experience, man.
All right, on such all sides, there should be at least 5 finalists at the Heisman Trophy ceremony each year.
When did Urban Meyer get so soft that he wants to just make this a participation trophy? And it's like, oh, let's send 10 finalists to New York. Urban, remember you as the coach of Florida and Ohio State when you were a tough guy? Now you're like some old guy. Jeez, 10 people to New York for the Heisman Trophy? Urban Meyer, the coach, when he was coaching, not what he's doing now, would never say that. Never say that. But you say there should be at least 5. I would say you could invite at least 5 a year. They usually have like 3 or 4. I think that's changed recently. I forget how it goes. But I've been there where there's been 5 guys. Yeah, I'd have no problem. The top 5 recipients for the Heisman Trophy, the 5 highest votes, that they're all there in New York City. I'd be good with that. So at least 5 finals at the Heisman Trophy ceremony every year. Yeah, I would go on sides.
All right, last one. We'll squeeze in some NBA here. After beating the Kings last night, the Thunder are now 15-1 on the season, which puts them on pace for a record of 77-5.
They're 15-1. Has anyone talked about this yet?
No. Of course, the
If a tree fell in a forest, would anybody hear it?
Of course, the 2015-2016 Warriors had the record for the most wins in the regular season when they finished with 73 that year. On to all sides, the Thunder will break the Warriors' single-season record of 73-9.
Chris Persianen, yes or no? I'm going to you on this one because I really don't give a rat's ass.
I want to say yes.
Okay, fine. We'll go onside. I have an onside offside question for Stu.
Ooh, okay.
Earlier in the show, Mike in Abilene, Texas called it. And Mike in Abilene, Texas said that he sent me a LinkedIn request. So I logged on to my LinkedIn. Somehow my computer just remembered my password and boom, I was in. I know I sound very old when I say that. And I saw a photo of Mike in Abilene, Texas. Mike in Abilene, Texas has been calling this show for years. I've never seen a photo of Mike in Abilene, Texas. It's not what I was expecting. Mike in Abilene, Texas looks like G.I. Joe, right? Like, he looks like, Ken and Ken and Barbie. Like, this dude is ripped. G.I. Joe is probably the best way to say it. He looks jacked. So, a listener chimed in, and who also lives at Abilene, and he is by the name of the Master J731 in the YouTube chat. And the Master J says, Mike in Abilene, Texas, we got a meetup dog. I live in Abilene, too, born and raised. So if you're down for a meetup at the gym, let me know. Now, Big Friendly, who I saw a photo of Big Friendly dancing. Big Friendly, I guess, is not a proponent of the gym because Big Friendly said, meeting a man at the gym, that's no bueno. onside, offside, would you meet a man at the gym if you guys had like a little bit of an online friendship?
Sure, why not? Okay. I don't think it's that weird. I guess the way you... yeah.
It's Chris Percy-Einan's like about to die of laughter right now. He looks like Belichick at a press conference with like the hood over his head. What would your answer be to this, Chris Percy-Einan? Would you meet a man at the gym?
The relationship would have to be so related to physical fitness.
Well, I'm assuming the Master J is a jack dude. Like, Mike in Abilene, Texas, unless if that's like a Lene Kukua photo, he's a jack dude. So I think he hears the way that we describe him, like, all right, he's this jack dude. He goes to the gym. They both live in Abilene. Like, maybe they'll go get protein shakes together and talk about the Zach Gelb show.
It sounds like a nice time. I think the inherent implication, and maybe this is my projection, mm-hmm. the implication, hey, it'd be great to
need
meet
a spotter
you and have a muscle off.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to drinks?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
What happened to Estella?
That is a fair point as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my first idea of a hangout.
You know, when I first got here to the network, if I thought my show would bring two men together to go work out at the gym, I wouldn't think that would be the case. But it shows you how far we've come, a long way on this show since 2018. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to talk about people going to the gym? I see Instagram posts each and every day from Carlos with a K. Carlos with a K. He's going to be Carlos with a six-pack soon, I think. And I'm not talking about a six-pack of cerveza. I'm talking about a six-pack, down in the abdomen section. Carlos with a K. He's getting fit. He's going to join us next as we'll do some NFL picks with Carlos with a K. And I may have to eat some crow when we bring on Carlos with a K. We'll get to all that when we return. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get to some NFL picks momentarily. And our guest picker today is the executive producer of the Bart Winkler Extravaganza, a good friend of the show, a phenomenal colleague, and that is Carlos with a K, Carlos Ortiz. Carlos, how are you, my friend?
Oh, hello, Zachary. Happy Football Friday to you, Stuart, Chris. I hope all is well with thou.
Wait, time out. Are you wearing a Kansas City Chiefs shirt?
You might want to look a little closer.
Oh, the Kansas Swifty Chiefs. Where did you find that?
I don't want to plug the company. They don't sponsor us, but okay. It's a Chicago brand that makes a bunch of obvious shirts.
You always look comfortable, but I don't think I've ever seen where you live. You look really comfortable. This looks like you got a nice little man cave cooking there in the Ortiz residence.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually my living room.
Oh, really?
very comfortable couch. I live in a New York quintessential apartment, so yes. There's space is a luxury that we don't have.
Well, it looks palatial and overly ostentatious, if I may say so myself. But I got to give you credit, because before the season, I thought you had a dumb, idiotic, mind-numbing take, and I've been mm-hmm. very open about this. I thought it was absurd, ludicrous, jackassery, that Carlos with the K, I was calling you Carlos with a crappy take, if I'm just being honest. You said that the Chiefs were going to miss the playoffs. Now, you still may be wrong on that, but the fact we're sitting here entering week 12 of the season and they're 5-5 and today they wouldn't be in the playoffs, I got to give you a little round of applause right there.
It's a little too early to take a victory lap.
Yes, but I'm not saying that you're even going to be in position to take that victory lap. But the fact that it's a possibility says it was worth the swing that you made.
Yeah, and I don't think it was a great swing, in the grand scheme of things. I mean, hindsight, I know it's 2020, but we see what they are on the field, and it's not just limited to Kansas City. It looks like there's a bunch of teams in the AFC that are pretty mid or slightly above average. In fact, look what Houston just did to Buffalo last night. So I wasn't in love with the Chiefs roster. I don't want to spend the entire segment piling up on them, even though I'm wearing a Swifties Chiefs shirt. Yeah. But I'm not getting ready for the victory lap, although I do see my shoes in the corner waiting to get laced up.
Well, you've been going to the gym more and more, I see, and that's because you need to get ready to maybe run that lap, you know? Yeah, I've seen you in the gym a lot, you know? You lifted some heavy weights, I see.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to live. Just trying to get a couple pounds off my frame here, and the way that I blow rants, I don't want to have an aneurysm and explode. So health is going to be good. We got to have a long tenure in this business. In fact, I was just doing some grip training before I got on. So like here I am,
you were
clicking
doing
the clacker.
Oh, grip training. Yeah. Like with with one of those devices. You're making sure those hands are
strong. Captains of Crunch device.
You're making sure those hands and wrists are strong is what you're telling me. Is that what you're telling me?
For various activities.
Yeah, a lot of alone time I hear for Carlos with a K these days. Anyway, just real quickly, give me a win or loss. Chiefs, Colts. Just give me the win-loss record here for the rest of the way. Who do you have winning that one?
Colts.
Chiefs at the Cowboys.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Chiefs, Texans.
Texans.
Chiefs, Chargers.
Chargers.
Wow. Chiefs at the Titans.
Chiefs.
Chiefs, Broncos.
Broncos.
Wow, the Broncos beat them twice. Chiefs at the Raiders.
Oh, sorry, Stu. Chiefs.
Everyone just goes, oh, sorry, Stu, on that one. So you have them going...
I mean,
going,
he's the one Raiders fan I know.
8 wins. That's it for Kansas City. 8 wins.
Sounds about right.
I think they're going to get more than 8. But hey, we're in a position where I'm not going to crush you because earlier in the season you said they weren't going to make the playoffs. I still think they'll make the playoffs, but we'll have to wait and see. Alrighty. Let's get to some NFL picks here as we have week 12 underway. We get to the music in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
It's time for NFL picks on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, we will do 3 picks each. We'll go 1 and 1 until we do this through 3 times. If we pick the same game, we pick the same game. All picks are against the spread. Carlos, since you are a guest and you are on my turf, I let you go first. What do you got?
Well, very much appreciated. And I'll actually go back to Stu's team here. Why on earth would I have any interest in watching 2 teams that have 2 wins between both of them? Well, not really, because it's 2 plus 2 is 4.
Yeah.
I digress.
That's why you're in radio.
I'd be a professional for once, Carlos. I'm actually going to roll with Stu here. The Browns are going to be going into the Raiders, and I feel bad for Cleveland Browns fans. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Only problem is their offense doesn't seem to go anywhere. If you look at almost every metric in the NFL, they can't move the rock. And this Vegas Raiders defense is bad, so you figure that's a soft landing spot for Shedeur Sanders. But I'm convinced Kevin Stefanski absolutely hates Shedeur. They didn't want to draft him. It seems like it was a pick that was forced on by ownership. And I'm not saying Stefanski's mailing it in, but he is begging to get fired. I don't think they've set up Shedeur for success. There's not a lot of weapons in Cleveland. When the offense runs through your tight ends and Harold Fanning and David Njoku, I think that front 7 for the Raiders are going to tee off. Now, it's not a big line, because I also don't like the Raiders' offense nor their defense, but I expect Shedeur to have a rough time. Sacks, maybe about 5, 6, 2 turnovers. I'm going to lay the points, 3.5. Give me Vegas over the Browns.
Okay, I see this line at 4. And I've been on this
all
week.
I'll take the 4.
You'll take the 4. So let's negotiate on the 4. Because we're going head-to-head. The Raiders shouldn't be a 4-point favorite against anybody. All right? So just out of principle, I know the Browns stink. So do the Raiders. I'm going to take... The Cleveland Browns plus the 4 points. So we are going head to head, and I've been talking about that all throughout the week. As Jersey Jerry and Stu Finer would say, that's a bet it and forget it type of game, because who actually wants to watch the Raiders and the Browns? All righty, pick number 2, Carlos. What do you got?
All right, real quick here. This one's a slam dunk, my lock of the week. Detroit Lions 6-4 in a gotta have it game to keep pace with everybody else in the NFC. They'll be taking on the lowly New York Giants with no Jackson Dart, essentially no reason to be in this game. But it's all about the Giants defense. We know about the fourth quarter collapses, 4 of them throughout the season. They have the worst rushing defense in the NFL by every metric. It's a 12.5 spread, but I like Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery to have a big game. 2 touchdowns for Gibbs, 1 for Montgomery. I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be easily 2 touchdowns. I will take the Detroit Mufasas. No more. It's the circle of life. Simbel Shireem Supreme. I will lay the 12.5 with the Detroit Lions.
That's a good job there by Carlos with the K. If I was a program director for however many more weeks we have left, I would give Carlos Ake a few hosting shifts. That's what I would do. Anyway, I'm going to be in Mexico. Starting tomorrow morning, I'm in Mexico till Tuesday. And I'm going to be sitting near a pool, sitting near a beach, and I'm going to be needing to win some football games. I'm going to be winning
Mucho
some bets.
Cervezas.
Yes, a lot of beers. So I already told you a stinky game where I'm taking the Browns plus 4 points. I'm also going to take another stinky game. And it's another game that I don't really intend on watching. That's the Atlanta Falcons and the Saints. I get it. Kirk Cousins has an AARP card. I understand that Kellen Moore has only have 2 wins so far, and the Falcons 3-7. The Falcons haven't won a game since they lost the Bills, beat the Bills. But I'm looking at this spread. The Saints are a 2.5-point favorite, just out of principle. And I'm holding my nose here because these are two stinky picks. I'm taking the Browns plus 4, and then I'm also taking the Falcons plus 2.5. Give me the Falcons plus 2.5.
I absolutely love that pick. By the way, you sound like the principal in Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah.
I thought I sounded like Urkel, honestly, there, if I'm being...
No, you got to have the high pitch. Did I do that? Did I take the Raiders? All right, my last pick over here. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, literally. The 8-2 Colts go into Arrowhead
there
to take on the 5-5 Chiefs. Baby, we are doubling down. All right, the Chiefs season could be over on Sunday. Not mathematically, but closer to death as they ever have been in the last 8 years. The Colts got a chance to do something very funny with the AFC, and that's put their throat on the Chiefs to make them 5-6. Now, I don't exactly love the matchup because Kansas City's defense, while they don't allow too many yards via rushing or passing, they don't really do a lot of things to scare quarterbacks either. You know, they're middle of the pack in terms of sacks. They're toward the bottom third of the league in interceptions. Chris Jones has been very quiet in this season. So I like Daniel Jones with a little bit of time to, do what he needs to do, be circuitical and take care of the ball. Give me the Colts, and I will go ahead and lay the 3.5 over the – I'm sorry, no. I'm getting points.
Yes.
I'm so silly. I'm getting 3.5. I feel like that's a gimme. I like the Colts outright. I will take the Colts and the points.
Did you say surgical?
I tried to say surgical. I couldn't get the word out.
I didn't sound like you said surgical. It sounded like something you couldn't say on the radio for a second.
Yeah, it may or may not have been an anatomy that we're not supposed to be mentioning. Stu, but we got the point now.
Stu, did you hear what I heard?
I did, yes.
Circle, right?
Yeah, okay. It kind of sounded like that.
Yeah, I thought he was going circumvent.
Doesn't matter.
All righty, my final pick, 49ers and the Panthers. I'm taking the Niners laying 7 points. So I'm going the Browns plus 4, the Falcons plus 2.5, and the 49ers laying 7. Carlos with the K, Carlos with the circle. He's going Lions minus 12.5, Raiders minus 4, and he is taking the Colts plus 3.5. Minus that one snafu right there where we don't know what the heck you were saying, but I've drank beer with Carlos the K, so sometimes I've been around him where I don't know what he's actually saying. I do appreciate the appearance, and I thought you did a heck of a job.
Oh, no, the pleasure's all mine. I can't wait to come back and take that victory lap with you.
You know what you should do? I don't even want to do a victory lap. If the Chiefs miss the playoffs, and you said for the beginning of the season the Chiefs have missed the playoffs, I think you do a worm. Like, you do the worm, and you record yourself doing the worm. Everyone likes
Scotty Too Hotty back in WWF.
Everyone likes, I don't really know the reference, but everyone likes a bigger fella doing the worm. I think it'd be good.
All right. Well, I'll have to learn how to do the worm, but for you, I'll go ahead and knock it out.
Yeah, I think you could do the worm. You fought for our country. You could do the worm.
I might look more like a caterpillar, but we'll make it happen.
You got it. There he is. That'd be one big caterpillar. Let me tell you, Carlos the K joining us on the Zach Gelb Show. So once again, the picks. Carlos is going Lions laying 12.5, Raiders laying 4, Colts plus 3.5. I'm going 49ers laying 7, Falcons plus 2.5, Browns plus 4 points. We will come on back. Update
time
first.
Circuitical.
Wait, play that again.
Do be circuitical.
It's pretty close. Very, very, very close.
One more time. Sorry, my hearing isn't working.
Do be circuitical.
He was like one consonant away from it.
Remind me to never sit in a circle with Carlos at the K. That's all I'm going to say. Update time here, Zach. Sing it, Andy Gresh. Come on. Come on, Gresh. Turn it up. I could just see Gresh right now, like eating a sandwich and just yelling, honey, He's doing the song again. This Gelb guy, 6'4". He's slimmer than me, but he shouldn't be a Backstreet Boy guy. Gresh is probably throwing knives and forks and spoons. Gresh is cutting up a sandwich, then has a yogurt. I may tell Boccia to play Backstreet Boys just to have Gresh crash out again when he hears this. I love me some Andy Gresh, though. Absolutely do. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Did you hear that thud? It was Gresh. He just fell off his chair, freaking out. Jason from Massachusetts asked, the Patriots are 9-2, but what is their biggest flaw? You could submit a question by tweeting at INF Sports Center at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low price and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Auto parts, slow starts. Like, they've been able to survive all this. They give up a touchdown. I feel like it's each and every week on their opening possession, or at least points. But they don't lose those games. You do that in the playoffs, I think that could come back to bite you. All righty, Stu. Let's do this right now. You've identified a bunch of teams. I just gave you the Patriots. Give me a team in the NFL. Give me some teams, and I'll tell you what I think their biggest flaws are that could prevent them from winning a Super Bowl this year.
All right. What about the Los Angeles Rams?
That's a good one. And here's why. I don't know how many flaws that they have. Stafford's great. The defense is phenomenal. Kyren Williams fumbling. That's what it is. Kyren Williams potentially fumbling the football in a big game. That's what I think is their biggest flaw right now. Next one.
All right, another two-loss team. What about the Denver Broncos?
The quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He has done some good things in this league, obviously, in the year and a half that he's been in. And there is no doubt about it. They made the playoffs last year. There's a big reason because of him. Their defense is awesome. But I just wonder if that quarterback is good enough to go win three playoff games, if you need to win three playoff games, or even two playoff games, to find a way to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, still with two losses, but what about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Their locker room. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown maybe taking pillows and smacking each other over the head in what would be one of the greatest NFL pillow fights that we've ever seen. This team, there's just players on this team that just don't like each other right now, and there's a lot of smoke with people getting frustrated with the quarterback, so I just think it's locker room chemistry.
Okay, what about the Colts, who are 8-2 on the year?
Quarterback turning over the football. They've been able to get past that the last few weeks because they have Jonathan Taylor, who's a flat-out stud. But that quarterback, we know that he has the ability to have a lot of turnovers, and we started to see that the last few weeks.
All right, the Lions shockingly already have 4 losses on the year. What is their biggest flaw?
Jared Goff throwing the football more than 30 times. When he throws that football more than 30 times, I don't feel good. I want a lot of Montgomery. I want a lot of Gibbs. I know it looks like LaPorta's now going to be out for the season, but I'm going to say that if they lose, it's an aggressive decision, which I'm fine with. That backfires on Dan Campbell or Jared Goff, basically just turning into a pumpkin like he did last year. I think that sounds right, turning into a pumpkin.
Yeah,
right?
Turning into a pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sticking in that NFC North, how about the team that is winning that division right now in the Chicago Bears?
See, I don't view them as a contender. I know that they're 7-3. They've been fortuitous the last few weeks to win some of these games. So I'm going to say it's just not being lucky like they've been the last 3 weeks. Like the way that they came back to beat the Giants and even how they survived up against Minnesota, I think it's a dangerous formula. But you take that if you're the Chicago Bears because you usually lose those games. This year you're winning them. But I think that offense not being where it needs to be, even though it's improved, could come back to bite them in a big spot.
Okay, what about the team that lost last night, the 7-4 Buffalo Bills?
Two things, their offensive line and then their lack of skill position players outside of James Cook. Josh Allen got abused last night. I know some of it's on him, but that line stunk. And also, outside of James Cook, the skill position players on this team, they blow. They just stink. They need Dalton Kincaid back. He's not even that great. But he makes a difference because of how bad these skill position players are in Buffalo.
What about the 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm going to say it's their line. Because I know that this year it's different. This is the outlier. But when does Kansas City get blown out? Tampa Bay, Super Bowl. Eagles, Super Bowl. The line just had Mahomes under duress, so I'm going to say it's the offensive line.
All right, going back to the NFC North, what about the Green Bay Packers? They are 6-3-1 on the season.
The coach and the quarterback, I just think they're good. I don't think they're great. And I think in big spots, they fold and they crumble. So I just think the quarterback and the coach not being Super Bowl caliber winning quarterback and coaches.
The Bucs have lost 2 in a row, but they are still 6-4.
Injuries. I think if this team is healthy, they could go to a Super Bowl this year. I would have said that before the start of the season. I don't know what's going on with Bucky Irving. It seems like there's some mental health stuff, so I have great sympathy and understanding and empathy to that. It looks like Godwin's coming back. Mike Evans, we'll see what happens. Emeka Buka has been 100%, but this team has been the walking wounded with injuries this year. So injuries are concerning for me.
All right, and last one, what about the 5-5 Baltimore Ravens?
People aren't going to like this answer. Lamar in a big game. Lamar in a big game has been a concern. And also, the defense, they've had some injuries. I like Starks. I like Hamilton, but they've had some injuries this year. That defense in a big spot, they tend to allow a lot of points. Like last year, Bills and Ravens, there was a lot of points there. I know Mark Andrews dropped the ball at the game of the line, but there's just something about, and Harbaugh too. Harbaugh last few years has not been a good big game coach. So that coach and quarterback just can't win a big game when they need to. All righty, that will do it for the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I am out this Sunday. I am out on Monday. I am out on Tuesday. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow morning. So I will be back on Wednesday. You get me one day next week. So if you hate me, it's wonderful. If you love me, well, you're upset with me. But I am just here Wednesday next week. Thursday, Friday, we're off as a company for Thanksgiving and then also Black Friday. So if I don't talk to you, and if you don't tune in on Wednesday, happy Thanksgiving. Remember, turkey is significantly overrated. Lasagna is the way to go on Thanksgiving. And if you don't like that take, then that is your problem. Also, one last line here. Zach no longer in California. He tweets in, I wonder if Carlos's grip training has something to do with his circle time activities. What was that, Carlos with the K? All righty. Gresh coming up next. Gresh is back. All right. Come on, Gresh. Sing it for me. Talk to you then, everybody. Be back on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. Make sure you follow me Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. And if you like Gresh, you like to be on TikTok, you follow me on TikTok too at The Zach Gelb Show. Have a great one, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.